This is just wrong. It is so wrong that someone so prominently pro-life is posting this sort of thing. It's really horrific. First of all, define Palestine. Do we mean the over 30,000 people who've died playing the victim? Well, they didn't have to play very hard, did they? I'm so horrified by this sort of material coming out, because I am very scared by how hateful things are getting in Britain, in other countries. It's not just a British problem at all. I feel all over the world we're becoming so politically aggressive and volatile that we are in danger of losing our humanity. I mean, even if you don't, you know, even if you're very much on the Israeli side with what's going on, that sort of meme, it's just disgraceful. But we're seeing these outbreaks of actual violence, as well as, you know, very verbally aggressive arguments and things going on all over the place. And I'm reminded, when there was that terrible stabbing of a priest in Australia, in Sydney, recently, absolutely horrendous, it was captured on video, that young Islamist went in and stabbed, it was a bishop, in fact, not a priest. He immediately, that bishop, got up, seriously injured, and started praying for his attacker. He actually started blessing his attacker. And he called on all Christians everywhere to pray for that man. That level of forgiveness is just incredible. From a man who was in the process of being violently attacked, that was his first instinctive response, was to pray. And I can't help thinking, if we all did that, there'd be a lot less hate in this whole argument, in this whole horrendous situation. There was a situation in London the other day which makes me very ashamed, really ashamed to be British, where a Jewish man was threatened with arrest. He was in the vicinity of a pro-Palestinian march, and the police threatened to arrest him because he was wearing a kippah, because he was wearing a distinctively Jewish dress, the kippah on his head. He was told that his presence was a provocation, and he was threatened with arrest. It is not a provocation to wear any kind of symbol of your religion. You can't say that a Jewish man wearing a kippah is a provocation and a woman wearing a hijab is not. It's just wrong. It's complete double standards. Now, I'm very, very much on the Palestinian side with this. I'm horrified by what is happening to Gaza. But I was equally horrified by that level of intolerance on a street in London. But of course, the Metropolitan Police have already sold the pass. If they believe they can legitimately arrest a Catholic for carrying a rosary in the vicinity within 150 metres of an abortion facility, and they think that's okay, then of course it's okay to arrest a Jewish man for being Jewish, for being visibly Jewish. There was another case quite recently where a comedian was doing a sketch. And he's known to be a very politically provocative comedian. But at the end, he unrolled a Palestinian flag, and a Jewish family there did not want to salute that flag. And I understand that. I very much respect the Palestinian flag, but I completely understand why that family did not wish to salute that flag. They were hounded out of the theatre. They were forced to leave. They were threatened, and they were made to feel physically unsafe in a theatre in Britain. So there's something very wrong here, but putting out really toxic, really poisonous memes is only adding fuel to the fire. And frankly, I think anyone who calls themselves pro-life and does things like that really should be ashamed. You know, pro-life means all life. You know, we should be taking a Christian approach to this. It's the worst. I've seen a lot of very hateful things splashed about all over social media in recent weeks. Well, really, way back since October when all of this started. But that was by far the worst. It is 46 minutes past the hour. You are listening to The Midday Show with your hostess, Fiorella De Maria. If you have missed the show so far, never fear. You can get the whole of The Midday Show as a podcast, same day, from crusadechannel.com. And should you have trouble sleeping at night, we all know that MyPillow.com sells the finest pillows in the whole wide world. MyPillow has also, along with its founder, Mike Lindell, lost the support of their box stores and shopping channels. They're part of this cancel culture. So they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They're having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows, all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size, just $25. This amazing offer won't last long. So order now. Go to MyPillow.com/KingDude. And when you do, you get free shipping on orders over $75. MyPillow.com/KingDude. I want the hoodie blanket. I'm going to get the hoodie blanket. I like things I can just curl up on the sofa with, you know, and read a book and stuff like that, and watch Clarkson's and Farm or whatever. If you have missed the show so far, we have been talking about some rather random things. Well, no, there's been a kind of unity to it, hasn't it? St. George's Day! Hooray! Cry God for Harry, England and St. George. I heard Robert Hardy, the actor Robert Hardy, reading that speech, that famous speech from Henry V. Oh, God rest his soul. He was a fabulous actor, and he was perfect. You could have heard a pin drop listening to him. And it's, of course, Shakespeare Day. And I've just been talking about a rather distressing situation on social media, and the need just to take the heat out, to just try to remember that. I was talking about this when I was reviewing the book about Afghanistan, remember the places in between, Rory Stewart's travel book about hitchhiking, actually not even hitchhiking, just hiking across Afghanistan in the middle of winter. And the overwhelming sense I got reading that book about Afghanistan, that the majority of people in any country simply want to be left alone. The majority of people in every country in the world have very similar desires. They want to be able to provide for their families. They want to fall in love, to get married, to have children, to send their children to school, to do the right thing, to have a happy, peaceful community. So many of the things that we desire, we forget that right across the world, whatever culture, whatever country we're talking about, those desires are very similar. The human condition doesn't change that much. Louise saying the Western nations established Israel in the middle of a land of wild-eyed madmen. That was unjustified. 76 years later, the Israelis have a right to self-defense, along with the obligation to act in a civilized manner. Having said this, the US should not be involved. I absolutely, let me say, I do not in any way justify the Hamas attacks. I have no time for Hamas. I think they are absolutely wicked. Absolutely have no time for Hamas whatsoever. What concerns me is the disproportionate way in which this has been dealt with, which marks it out, in fact, from other wars. There are always civilian deaths in wars. Tragically, it's one of those things that happens. Civilians get caught in the crossfire. A disproportionately large number of civilians are dying. A disproportionately large number of medical workers, journalists, people who should have some level of protection have been targeted. There's a very definite risk now of famine. People are already dying of starvation. My heart goes out to the 1,000 Gazan Catholics, our own brothers and sisters in Christ, sheltering in the Holy Family Church. They are such a beleaguered Catholic community, and they have been a beleaguered Catholic community for a very, very long time.